Good evening, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning in for the very first time, I'd like to welcome you. For those of you who are my inner circle, for those of you who try to make sure you're always attuned anytime that I'm speaking, I am so grateful, so appreciative, and so delighted for those of you who are my inner circle, the ones who have been with me and we've shared life and love together. I am so grateful and so appreciative. So I've grown so much and am so, so very blessed to stand in this now moment of eternity. Anytime I come to the airways, I am coming specifically with the intention to exalt the reality of our collective presence as a global humanity, that we are all held in the reality of absolute and supreme intelligence, and we are all so absolutely and supremely blessed to have this opportunity to breathe with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts and every step that we take. We have been socialized to be in a place and space where we take ourselves for granted, where we think little of ourselves unless we have a lot of things or a lot of education, a lot of this, a lot of that. And the reality of it is that no matter how much we try to acquire, no matter how much we put ourselves in a position to seek this and seek that and whatever, you know, the world is really in a place where everybody needs to be in a position where we get more support in being in the light and the truth of all that we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence. We're in a day and time in which humanity and humankind and Mother Earth and Mother Nature and all of the creatures are really fighting for our rights to live. We should be exalting a full life's urge, but because of there being a world-conquering rampage to make sure that we are glib about having to die from something anyway, and we have so much support towards alcohol and tobacco and cigarettes and doing all kinds of things that undermine our cellular integrity, our optimum functioning, our capacity to really think, to really understand what the proper orientation in being upon the planet really is. And so I'm the one to remind us that there is absolute law that governs life. There's absolute law that governs existence. And we each are in this now moment of eternity as a blessing on behalf of the lineages that we represent, that we each are sharing a now moment that is requiring each of us, regardless of our ethnicity, regardless of what hue of people we are, our religious training, our socioeconomic status, our education, or any of the things that we have, to come to a point and place where we value life itself. And we will respect life and the order of life and the right of all beings and all races and all nations to have the right to their lives. We are in a place and space where there are too many who are so far out of alignment that they will serve anybody's purposes for a dang one dollar. We are in a place and space where we need to understand that nobody can license you, certify you, degree you, educate you, or employ you to create a livelihood that works towards the detriment of anything or anybody and think that you really are prospering. We're in a now moment that we have to take a break to really have an assessment with ourselves about what it is we're truly living for, what really matters to us. If you have not already had to say goodbye to your parents because they have made transition from the planet, if you have all of your siblings and all of your loved ones and whatnot, and you have not had to say goodbye to anybody, then consider yourself blessed. If you have a family that is intact and that loves each other and supports each other, and there's no bickering and divisiveness. But most of our families are torn apart by some degree of whatever. It's like it doesn't even matter what it is. The bottom line is that our families should be striving for wholeness. We should be striving for that which brings forward our generational wealth. We are under a system of global oppression, and the intention is to make sure that we are divided within ourselves, putting ourselves in a position where we're no longer supporting our own lives. We're doing things on a daily basis that undermine ourselves. And now is the time for us to realize that you have more power now. You have more opportunity for education, more light, more wisdom, more truth, more of everything that has ever been needed, so that we are properly oriented and properly aligned with that which truly gives us the opportunity to be successful in our living. And the true parameters of success is that we are in absolute integrity with the light and the truth and the wisdom and the fulfillment of the law that is love, for that is the only way that we can truly know peace. You cannot get peace from warring. You cannot get peace from allowing people to intimidate you to the degree to which you don't stand up for yourself. Peace does not come as a result of you compromising who and what you are. Peace only comes when you have taken responsibility to understand the real power that love is. For love is the harmony of existence itself. Love is that which we all are responding and can respond to. Everything in existence. Existence responds to love, no matter what form of being it is. Even the plants, nature, everything responds to love. Love is the real power there is. And when we are in a place and space where we are consistently inebriating, intoxicating, filling ourselves with all manners of things that defile our bloodstream, that put us in a position where we are not whole, we're not exalting a full life's urge, that we're not really loving ourselves. And we need to be in a place and space where we understand what that looks like. Loving ourselves looks like we will nourish ourselves, that we are not consistently applying ourselves to doing things that undermine or risk our lives, that we're taking the time to make sure that we have more of what is really required in order for us to heal, to cleanse, to be purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified in the light and the truth of all that we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme intelligence. I am the one who really wants you to really honor yourself and honor your lineages and honor the legacy of the lineages that you represent. We're in a culture that exalts men, the lives of men. We see statues of men everywhere. You know, we have great men that came from great women. You understand? Now, in other places in the world, they don't exalt Jesus. They exalt the Madonna and the baby. They exalt Mary and Jesus. They exalt the feminine. In addition to, you understand? And we're in a place and space where we have to get reoriented, because honoring any man is not the same thing as honoring that which beats your heart, honoring that which breathes you, honoring that which maintains and sustains you. We're in a place where the socialization puts us in a position where we get emotionally attached to the stories of people, and then we begin to exalt the characters of these stories, without even exalting the wombs and the women that we've come through, without exalting our parentage, our grandparentage, our great-grandparentage, our heritage. We are in a place and space where we need to exalt that which is the intelligence of our own being, that which you all refer to as God. Because that's what really is needed in our now moment. We have so many people that give lip service to God, but they support the violation and the annihilation of other beings and then feed off their body parts, their body fluids, their fetuses. They inebriate and intoxicate themselves. But then they go to church on Sunday and ask for forgiveness and scream and hoop and holler and whatnot as if they were really applying themselves to the intelligence of their being, which is the God that should be present in these vehicles, in these temples. We're in a now moment that requires us to get serious about our living, get serious about our loving, get serious about having a wholehearted intention to harmonize ourselves with the laws that govern our being. Because we have the responsibility to rise, to be in a place and space where we are not supporting that which need no longer be supported. If capitalism requires slavery, and capitalism does require slavery, then we cannot think that being a successful capitalist is really success in this life. We're in a vibration where we have to be strong enough to think a greater thought than that which has set the tone for warfare and starvation and homelessness and hopelessness and whatnot. And that is the perpetuation of sickness, illness, disease, and death through creating an economy that perpetuates non-food stuff, stuff that has no vitality, nothing that the body needs. It does not support life. And I refer to these products as being distributed, manufacturing, produced, and marketed and whatnot by those who comprise what I refer to as the corporate deities of death. And these are your soda companies, your fast food companies, your candy and sugar and cigarette and tobacco and alcohol and all of these things which have already proven themselves to be completely detrimental to those who consume it. And now we're in a place and space where we have more access to these things than we do to real food. And this should never be common. We were socialized from the time we were children to care to want to be out of alignment. They had candy cigarettes for us. You know, they had little sparkling drinks to make us think that we were drinking beer like our parents. We are in a place and space where we have to understand that those who market poison to children are out of alignment with duty, obligation, and responsibility as men, the progenitor of lineages, and womb men, the perpetuator of lineages of people. Most of us are seeing our family members sick, ill, and diseased as a result of them consistently reaching for the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificially colored, artificially flavored, alcohol, tobacco, sugary things, and all of this garbage. And now is our time to realize that you cannot reclaim your health. You cannot reverse sickness, illness, and disease by going to the hospitals, that which are the trauma centers, and just having surgical procedures done. And then you come out and do the same thing that got you there. We're in a now moment that requires us to really care to be corrected. Care to be in a place and space where it matters to us that we are exalting a full life's urge. We do nothing to undermine ourselves or ourselves. That we are in a place where we are mature enough to understand duty, obligation, and responsibility, to understand how to perpetuate our healing for ourselves, our partners, our mates, our children, our grandchildren. Because we will never have anything greater than ourselves. People find out too late after their loved ones are making transition that all of the time that they spent away doing all of these things that they thought were so important was just that which kept them away. Kept them away from their family members. And so I'm here to remind you that we're in a now moment that requires us to care to be correct, care to be healed, care to be whole. We will never have anything greater than ourselves. I was driving down the highway and I was looking at, you know, all of the fancy cars and trucks and looking at how fast we could go and looking at the ones who were pulled over on the side with flat tires and, you know, steam up on their under their hoods and all of this, and realize that, you know, we spend so much time paying for and upkeeping our cars and our trucks and our motorcycles and whatnot that we invest more money and more energy keeping these vehicles running than these body temples that are the vehicles and vessels for our spirits. These temples are the spirit of the true and living God. And our duty, obligation, and responsibility in being here is to care to be in a place and space where you are in that harmony with the laws that govern life, that you are honoring your gifts. You will never have anything that is greater than who and what you already are, but naked. These people have hoodwinked and bamboozled you into thinking that you're nothing unless you have Jesus, unless you have education, unless you have money, unless you have all of these things. They go throughout the world where the people have lush greenery and waterfalls and all manners of medicines growing up as herbs and all manners of animals and ecological systems in order, and make these people think that they're impoverished because they don't have big, tall buildings and all this polished wood, metal, and stone, when everything these people worship, everything that they are bringing to the Wall Street and whatnot, the beginning of which were us as black people, as enslavement. All right, so I'm just saying is that everything comes from the earth. The metals, the gold, the oil, the water, everything comes from the earth. And you cannot possibly think that there is any wisdom where you go in and extract all of these things that you give a value to, that you hoard and put away and desecrate Mother Earth herself and poison the water and poison and kill the people, and think that you have the right to be continued in existence. You have the right to be discontinued in existence. You really have the right to die. And because you have those who think that, oh, well, death is their natural fate and destiny, why would you be following these people? But on the other hand, you want to talk about following Jesus. And those who believe on Jesus will have eternal life. But if you live a life exalting wickedness and sinfulness, and you love having the forces of Satan, Lucifer, and the devil, the alcohol, the tobacco, the flesh of dead animals and whatnot, permeating and penetrating you in every atom and every cell of your being till it's created so much blockage and obstruction, you can't breathe, your blood won't flow, you've got to have your limbs and stuff cut off and whatnot, and then you're going to talk about, well, I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. It's not possible. It's a lie. And they got you all believing lies. That you can love death and love consuming dead things and think that you're not going to be dead at the end of it. It says, know ye the truth, and the truth will set you free. The truth is that we each are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence. And that absolute and supreme intelligence is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It is that which is the designer of these bodies. It is beyond man and mankind. It is greater than all of the religions put together. And it is always in a consistent state of expansion and growth. And the progression of it is our progression, that we should be progressing. We should not be degenerating. We should be really coming to a point and place where those of us who are living now, who are the beneficiaries of all of the light and the love and the thoughts and the scriptures and all of the truths and whatnot that other people have realized that they pass forward to us. And so we should be exalting a full life's urge, doing nothing to undermine ourselves, putting ourselves in a vibration where we are completely healed and whole because we know what to do. But most of us have been in these bodies for 20, 30, 40 years and have no clue as to how we function. But you can put cars together. You know how to screw nuts and bolts together and do refrigeration and do all these things, but you don't have a clue about yourself. And that's a tragedy and a travesty, because that is the wickedness of a system that takes responsibility to educate us and then tell us that we have to have the flesh of dead animals and the pus and mucus of cows and all this carbs and all this protein and whatnot to be healthy. And so we follow everything that they say, and you're a mess. You are a mess. And so to be less of a mess You need to care. You need to care like you've never cared before, to be in a place where you are willing to do whatever it takes to get to the essence of the truth of yourself, the light of yourself, the beauty of yourself, the wealth of yourself. Because this is what lays foundation for every other thing. See, the laws are working all the time, so we can apply ourselves to accomplishing anything. But the reality is that everything becomes easier when we honor the gift that we've been given, which is in us. It is us. It is the physical body and the spiritual presence that is in this body, and the capacity for thinking and learning and contemplating and tapping the genetic inheritance that is charged in our DNA, and calling forth the strength and the power and the talents and the abilities and the greatness of the lineages that we represent. And I'm talking lineages. I'm not talking about just mama and daddy and grandmama and granddaddy, but I'm talking about 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and 10 and 12 and 15 and 18 and 20 generations before and on before. These are our ancients. So when you all talk about, well, we were in Kemet and we were here and we were there, but you're going to give them lip service and all of that, but you're not going to apply yourself towards building on the legacy of which they have provided for us. But it's in us. And the nature of this garbage that they call food is that it distorts. It puts us on a DNA lockdown where we cannot tap the greatness that is already in us. And it's hard to be great when you are in a place and space where you're loving inebriation and intoxication. You know, it's very difficult. And I've seen that, you know, those who used to be vegetarian, they used to be clean, they used to have all this discipline, they used to, as soon as they started sugar popping and alcohol drinking and whatnot, then your discipline goes out the door. That's why they make sure that we have access to this stuff, where you think that you can't party unless you high. You can't celebrate unless you've got all this toxicity around you. I know my son, when he was a little boy, he used to be trying to figure out, well, why is it that he didn't have birthday cake and ice cream like everybody else? We have watermelon. So I'm just saying is that we have to set the precedent, and the sisterhood, womanhood, has to come to a point where we will accept our duty, obligation, and responsibility to do the damage control, to clean ourselves up, to renew ourselves, to rebirth ourselves, to put ourselves in a place and space where we are healing from these fibroids. We're healing from all of the residues that have come from all of our mistakes. We have to really forgive ourselves for our bad choices and begin to really be radiant in a full effort to walk in the true nature of what a woman is, which is absolute love. That which is healing, that which is nourishing, that which is wisdom. And the defilement of womanhood, the degradation of womanhood, is the illness of the world. And so I'm so very grateful and I'm so very thankful that the laws are always working. You get what you ask for. The issue is, do you have the courage and do you have the wisdom to ask for the fullness of yourself? Do you care to cast off all of the illusions of limitation, oppression, depression, sickness, illness, and disease, to accept the order that comes when you apply yourself to loving that which beats your heart and that which breathes you and that which is the order of existence, loving it with your whole body, heart, mind, life, and soul? That's what we were told to do. And I guarantee you that whatever your issues are, whatever the dis-ease is, when you get support in remembering that you are already divine. We already dwell within the very presence of that reality that you all refer to as God, and it is life. But the fact that humanity and humankind desecrate, defile, murder, and kill over 10 billion of Mother Earth's creatures on an annual basis, most of which is wasted, and then the others of it is being used for food and other things, that this is part of the real tragic date with fate that's coming to humanity. That we have these creatures that are huge creatures traveling the waters of the earth. And the only thing that people can do is to get out there and slaughter them and kill them. And then lay their bodies up on ice and then ship them all over the place so people can eat the flesh of dead swordfish and dead tuna and dead this and dead that and dead the other. Why are you thinking that you can really live and be feeding off of the carcasses of dead beings? Because that's what you've been taught, and that's the lie. And those who taught that lie, that may be their appetite, but that's what makes them so wicked. And nobody asks, what makes these people so wicked? They're wicked because they love the kill. They're wicked because they love the spilling of blood. They love the carnage. They love the hunt. They love that. You could turn on the television anytime and see these people all up into the oceans, you know, just killing shark and killing this and killing that. In the woods, killing this, and in the jungles, killing this. And we were told not to kill. Because that which you kill, that which you do unto others is going to be done unto you. Because there is only one intelligence in existence. It is the eye that sees through all beings. And these beings, no matter how small or how large they are, they exalt a full life's urge. They do nothing to undermine themselves. They have the sense enough to know their food, excrete their waste, know their kind, perpetuate themselves, and exhibit all manners of fear or flight or fight when they sense that their lives are being threatened. And so it's time for us to get to the root of the issues in terms of how do we become a restored people? How do we cleanse ourselves, clear ourselves, forgive ourselves for our trespasses? But that's the work. That's the inner work that needs to be done. We do not, no one of us has to wait for the whole of us to become liberated before we walk in the light of liberation for ourselves. The masses of people cannot be liberated by legislation. The masses of people can only be liberated when each individual one decides and commits to living harmoniously with the law and thinking rightly, in that any situation and circumstance does not have to be their detriment. Any situation and circumstance can be the leverage, can be the inspiration, can be the motivation for you taking the time to get real still, to get real clear, and to lift your voice unto your Creator and ask for that which is needed. Ask for it. Apply yourself unto it. They have us outside of having the understanding to know that we don't need priests and popes and pastors to intercede for us. You've got to come to a point and place where you lift your own voice and you open your own heart and you do that which is truly in your own best interest in clearing, cleansing, purifying, and committing and consecrating your body, heart, mind, life, and soul to being whole, to being cleared and cleansed, so that you have the opportunity to be truly harmonized in the light of God, the truth of God, to be renewed as this point of the presence of God, to have the personal integrity, the cellular integrity, to be highly ethical, very moral, to be creative and dynamic, and setting the precedent for that which needs to happen so that our generations can be secured. We're in a now moment of eternity requires you to commit to that which is the process of salvation and deliverance from the wickedness and the degradation, the violation, the adulteration, all of those things that have us in a position where the hospitals are filled with all of those who have lost their way. If you really care, then care to be whole. You're in tune to Adama, your voice of resurrection. Tune to Monday Night Watch, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. At the top of the hour, we started out with Tuck and Patty's All the Love, followed by Raja's Authenticity, India Ari's A Beautiful Day, Kim's Beautiful World, and Mosiki Scales, The Beauty. For those of you who are tuning into this program for the very first time, I welcome you and encourage you to meet me here every Monday and Thursday night from midnight to 3 a.m. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web at WRFG.org, I am so grateful and so thankful that you prefer to be here with us than any place on the planet. For those of you who are listening by your phone app, I am grateful that we have the technology so that you can be kept in the loop. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones to try that, make sure that you're always attuned whenever I'm speaking. I am so grateful and so thankful for your consistency. And I am consistently praying that you are receiving more from me, more inspiration, more motivation, more support in becoming all that you are as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of that absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself. For this program is intended to give us a consistent reminder of the divinity of our being. I am the one who really cares to encourage you and to really edge you on upward, to give you more of what is required for you to feel the confidence and the faith and the responsibility and the duty and the obligation and the courage to do that which is yours to do in completely committing to being cleared from all previous transgressions and trespasses and all of your mistakes and your ill and erroneous thought and delusion and inconsistency and contradiction and all of those things that have whittled away at your own degrees of self-worthiness, self-deservedness, and self-knowing in the light of the truth of who you are as this point of that absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God. We're in a now moment that requires us to understand that we are under a global mandate for resurrection. We are under a cosmic edict to rise. We are in a place and space where it is our time, those of us who are living now, to accept duty, obligation, and responsibility to do that which other and previous generations did not know to do, didn't do, wouldn't do, couldn't do, did not feel that it was theirs to do. They may not even have the thought to understand what was needing to be done. But it's our time now. And I'm the one to really remind you that it is God's way, the laws of life itself, the laws that govern our existence that we must apply ourselves to in order to truly have success in this life. You have so many ones who have given so much of themselves, their own degrees of realization and revelation and the clarifications that they came to, their life's lessons learned, they've put them in whatever form and whatever medium that they could be expressed. We have so much opportunity now to hear the voices and the lyrics and the truths and the thoughts and the opinions and all of the things that have been in the hearts and the minds and the souls of so many that have come before us. That will always remain nameless, but there are those who gave, those who sacrificed, those whose names are truly known and whose lives we have a glimpse of. But in light of and in spite of where we are now, understand that the totality of all that has come through people, we may not have access to all of that, but we do have access to that which is needed in our now moment. As absolute light, absolute love, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth. The issue is, will we ask for it? Will we apply ourselves to it? Do you care enough to get quiet and to get still and to take time to do that which is yours to do in becoming all that you are as living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of that absolute and supreme intelligence whose intelligence is all there is as existence itself. We're in a now moment that requires us to understand that all of these ones, it does not matter what continent we're on. It doesn't matter what our ethnicity is, our religious training, our socioeconomics. It doesn't matter the history of us. Each one that is breathing and has a beating heart is doing so by virtue of the intelligence of existence itself. But we have to look beyond just humankind and humanity. We have to take into account that all orders of existence, all orders of being are under siege in this now moment, that Mother Earth, Mother Nature, and all of the creatures that burrow and swim and fly and have their beings at whatever level of the earth or the atmosphere, that everybody is under siege here. And we have to come to a point and place where we understand that as a global humanity, our resurrection is only going to be done by virtue of the individual commitments that are made by each one of us. And there are so many of you who are communicating through social media and the internet and all kinds of colleges and universities. You are family members, you're teachers, you are doing all manners of things. But the issue is, are you consciously caring to consecrate your body temple through purification so that the light and the truth of God is yours, that you are in a place in space where you have been completely restored and realigned and re-enthroned in your body temple as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of that absolute and supreme intelligence whose intelligence is absolute and supreme. We are under a world identity crisis because there are so many who feel as though their identity is based upon the land mass that they're on, that their identity is based upon what they studied, their identity is based upon what gods they worship, their identity is based upon their hue, their identity is based upon their financial condition of their families and whatnot. Our identity is based on the fact that there is absolute and supreme intelligence that breathes us and that beats our hearts. And I am consciously caring to get to the root of our salvation and our deliverance in reminding us that we have to really remember that there is an I am presence that is the truth of each of us, and we each have a voice that can speak and exalt and remember and to claim the divinity of that which we are just by saying I am that I am, and that I am presence has an inherent divinity and truth to it. Now, what we put behind I am can misqualify it, disqualify it, or requalify the integrity of the truth of that spirit that is the essence of all there is as existence itself. And this seems like it's real simple. To me, it's like real simple, but it's like rocket science to so many because we have been socialized to think that our identity is something other than the essence of life itself. Something other than the presence of God itself, something different from that eternal spirit that has given its shape and personality by virtue of the lineages that we represent and the gifts that have been charged on our DNA. We're in a now moment that requires us to really care, to come correct, to be correct, to stand corrected so that there are no forces, no agendas, no corporate entities or deities, no ones who can have leverage against you. And against us. And that's what everything that we're seeing is about. And we see that there is absolute law that governs life, even though you may not realize it, connect the dots and understand that everything is not just happening for a reason. Everything is happening by virtue of the seeds that have been planted and sown by the words and the thoughts and the choices of people. But we are in a now moment that requires us to understand the power that we each have in this now moment to be able to recreate our situations and circumstances by doing our due diligence in cleansing, purifying, renewing, and rebirthing ourselves so that we are completely regenerated and rejuvenated, revitalized and revivified in the light and the truth of the all that we already are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence. Those of us who have lived over 50 years already, you've lived half your life at least. Now we have to decide if you will have a tragic date with fate or if you will rise to a gloriously rising destiny. These people have us in a place and a space where we are not considering the issues of existence itself, that we are more concerned with material things and paper and pushing and pimping and hoeing and prostituting and poisoning and bastardizing and usurping, that we have to take time to remember that being under siege means that you may be distracted if you are not on point with destiny, if you have not done the knocking, the seeking, the asking, the clarifying, the perfecting, the refining that is yours to do. And you've been getting high and partying and eating every goddamn one thing you could put down your throat, that you've been hanging out with all of these riffraff people doing nothing but wasting time, energy, dissipating your life force, acting as if killing yourself is the greatest thing going. And that's delusion. That's the distraction. That's what has so many people in a place and space where they are obese and they are sick and they're tired and they're full of hypocrisy and inconsistency and contradiction and all of those things that put them in a place and space where you cannot possibly be successful in this life because you have failed to do the one thing that you were told to do, which is to love your creator with your whole body, heart, mind, life, and soul, to love and honor the legacy of the lineages that you represent. I think it says to honor your mother and father, to love your neighbors as you love yourself. You understand that the things that we were told from the time we were little were simple things. And to this point, so many people are ignoring those things, but we pay attention to everything else. We act as if what we think, what we believe, is happiness in degradation, is something that is sanctioned by God. because they talk about you being given free will. And I have to keep reiterating this because people use this as if they can use that to justify why it is that you are consistently doing things that undermine yourself and your children and your lineages and compromise your whole life and the legacy that you could leave. But to understand that leaving is something that we are all going to do, and it is going to happen sooner than you anticipate. And so I'm asking you to get real about what it is you're living for. Because very few people really give a damn about what you're living for and how successful you will be in your life. And you will never have a greater thing than your life. You will never have a greater opportunity than now. You will never create anything greater than yourself, except for perhaps something, the someones that come through you. So it's necessary that you get to a point and place where you understand the divinity of what it is to exist, the divinity of life itself, the sacredness of being. So that you don't take it for granted. Because everything that we see shows us that people take it for granted. And that many of those countries that took the divinity and the sacredness of other races and nations of people for granted, and they decided that they would usurp them and extract their resources and whatnot, enslave the people and kill the people and whatnot, that these countries are having their own issues now, that everybody is in a free fall. You understand that you don't really have the vestige and the vision of light coming from any nation or race of people, that everybody has compromised the integrity of who they are as these points of absolute and supreme intelligence. And now there may only be remnants of each people, each hue of people, each lineage. So you may be the one that is hearing and marching to the beat of a different drummer than the rest of your folk. Don't feel no way. Walk your walk. You may be the one who is under the guide and the guidance of your angels in exalted realms. Take time to hear and to listen and to obey so you get what you ask for. What are you asking? And I'm going to encourage you to care, to ask, to walk in the fullness of the integrity of the all that you are as a living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of that absolute and supreme intelligence, whose intelligence is absolute and supreme. I am the one to encourage you to ask to be completely cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, so that you are truly revivified in the fullness of that which you are as a conscious immortal. I am the one to encourage you to ask to be the salvation of the lineages that you represent. So you get what you ask for. The issue is, what are you asking for? Some people are in a place where they just are dealing with survival issues at some level, but not at the real level, because if we were dealing with survival issues, then we would not be smoking and drinking and getting high and eating the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, aspartame-laden, white sugar, and all of this stuff. If we were really concerned about surviving. And that's why you have to exalt your thought to caring to really thrive and to really live and to understand that your commitments to living will create the wherewithal to live a greater life and to have all of the things that you could possibly care to have. We dwell in the reality of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and we live in the infinity of possibilities, and there is abundance everywhere, abundant intelligence, abundant life force, abundant love, light, wisdom, truth. There is that which you can apply yourself and drink of and eat of that will never make you sick. You understand? See, the real food that nourishes the sons and daughters of the true and living God is not the physical food that you find in the stores. So the less of that store-bought stuff, the less of that man-made stuff that you consume, and the more you really nourish your appetites and desires for absolute light and absolute love and absolute wisdom and absolute truth, the more of yourself you will be able to access, the more of your creator you will have access to, the more light, the more love, the more wisdom, the more truth, the more cash flow, the more prosperity, the more joy, the more happiness, the more settledness and peace and poise and power and potency. See, there are things that you're not asking for that you could have that would allow you to really rejoice in the fullness of what this gift of life really, really is. But you cannot undermine yourself and have the fullness of your blessedness in terms of your utilizing the keys to the kingdom that you were given as a child of God. See, a lot of people are wanting you to really think that our lobbying Congress and getting involved in the political process and, you know, writing your congressman and doing all of these things is answer and solution. But the issue that we're dealing with is that you have to take personal responsibility for realigning yourself, for petitioning that which is of the exalted realms, the eternal government, the tribunal of the whole, to realize that the governments of man are not the governments of you. That you should be in a place where you're in a direct line of light with the exalted realms. And that's why we're being poisoned, so that we don't have that connection. That we're houses divided against ourselves. We do not do what other intelligent beings do, whether it's the swans or the doves or the geese or the pigeons or the pigs or the chickens. Everybody exalts a full life's urge. Everybody exalts a full life's urge. They do nothing to undermine themselves. They know their food. They excrete their waste. They know their kind. They perpetuate themselves. They respond when they think that their lives are being threatened. And the reason that the people are not doing that is because the behavior has been modified through the assault upon yourselves with all of the nitrates and the nitrites and the BHA and the BHT and the sodium metasulfite and all of these chemicals and the propylene glycol and all of the things that are in your lotions and your shampoos and your toothpaste and your toilet paper and your tampons and all of the things that you put all in every orifice of your body and all of the toxicity and whatnot. You have to realize that you have duty, obligation, and responsibility to guard the openings of yourself so that certain things and certain ones don't have the opportunity to permeate and penetrate you. Because it is a permeation and penetration game. And that's what they're trying to make sure that they're always doing to somebody at some time. The deeper the penetration and the more orifices they're getting involved in, and the more you are oppressed at your cellular functioning. And that's why you have to be very deliberate, intensely intentional about being restored and being cleansed and being purified and taking responsibility to consecrate your body temple for the purposes of your creator, to really be in a place where it matters to you the quality of life you live. It matters to you the influence that you have in this world. It matters to you how you're remembered. It matters to you how you live. and that you do not die. Because no one can make that decision for you. And if you refuse to decide and you're just lollygagging and playing and wasting yourself, then know that death is your fate. And it did not have to be. And it's an intense reality because it is an agenda that is issued as genocide and depopulation of 3/4 and even more of the populace of the planet. You all get all upset about the police brutality, but the police are not as brutal as the mothers and the fathers who are in sickness, illness, disease, and darkness, and the poisons that they perpetuate on themselves and their children on a day-to-day basis. Self-abuse, spouse abuse, children abuse. The police are just caught up in the same old stuff as everybody else. Just because they got guns and badges don't make them smarter than anybody else. Doesn't make them more intelligent than anybody else. Does not put them in a position where they are able to be completely salvaged and delivered from the oppression that they have been under for generations also. Everybody's in the same boat. Everybody's in need of the clearing, the cleansing, the liberation. Why? Because we each have gifts to give. We each are under the authority of existence to exalt a full life's urge. Nobody is in a place and space where the Creator has given you license to murder and kill and defile and perpetuate sickness, illness, disease, and death as your livelihood and think that you don't deserve to be sick, ill, diseased, and dying. And so it matters what we do on a daily basis. It matters how we're thinking. It matters that we are doing the inner work to be cleared and cleansed and purified, realigned and restored, so that the light of the Spirit of the true and living God and Goddess is completely re-enthroned on the altars of our temples, which is our hearts, and that we are filled to overflowing with the gratitude and the appreciation and the appreciative love and the thanksgiving for being in the blessedness of this now moment of eternity, where we have leverage and we have the opportunity to walk in the integrity of our own authenticity as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence. The time is passing, and every day you are making choices that are either working for you or undermining and usurping yourself. We are in a now moment that requires us to choose life and to choose correctly and to choose to be corrected and to choose to stand, to choose to be the ones that are making the difference, that are standing upon the shoulders of those who have come before us and caring to be in the place of harmony with the will of existence. Obedience and obeyance unto the laws that govern our existence, and the exaltation of absolute truth and wisdom and light and love as to what we are applying ourselves to on a daily basis, so that we are bringing and creating greater harmony and peace with whomever and wherever we are. We are these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and we are responding absolutely and supremely intelligently in any and every now moment as absolute and supreme intelligence. The opportunity you have is absolutely phenomenal. The blessedness that is ours is great. The responsibility to be able to respond to that which is the need and the edict to rise is on us, upon us. and for us. So don't take yourself so seriously that you don't apply yourself to the will of existence and the ways of the lawfulness in being. To walk in the light of the truth of the all that you are, as this point of the presence of that which is, that you all refer to as God. That is the necessity, the prerequisites for our liberation, our salvation, our deliverance, our resurrection, and our being qualified for continuance in existence upon the earth and beyond the earth. Now is your time to decide how you will live, whether you will thrive, or whether you will die. You're in tune to Monday Night Watch, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection.
Night Watch on 89.